Now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for a check of sports. The Liberty Lady Eagles golf team, freshman Cameron Wood, came away with another win this past Monday at the West Plains Country Club, shooting a 1-over-36. Sophomore Alexis Peterson shot a 70, and freshman Peyton Glasscock shot a 66, finishing with personal best. Congratulations. The Liberty girls golf team will head to Clever this Thursday. The Jim Cox Memorial two-person 18-hole golf scramble tournament will be held Saturday, October 14th at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Banyo Municipal Golf Course, a tee time of 11 a.m. Cost is $80 per team. Sign your team up at the Thomas F. Banyo Municipal Golf Course in Willow Springs. West Plains Lady Zizzer Volleyball had a triple play win last night over Camdenton. C-team won 25-23, 25-13. JV won 25-14, lost 22-25, but then won the third and deciding set 25-18. Varsity lost the first set 16-25, but won the second 25-18. 25-19, and 25-18. Congratulations. The West Plains Lady Zizzer volleyball team is 12-2 on the season and 2-0 in Ozark Conference play. The Missouri Tiger football team, they're 3-0 heading into a game against Memphis on Saturday. Pregame 4:30, kickoff 6 p.m., and you can catch it all on Q94, the Mountain of Rock, 93.9 FM. The MSU West Plains Lady Grizzly volleyball team will host Jefferson College tonight at 6:30, and that'll take place at the West Plains Civic Center, and you'll be able to catch that game on the Fox 96.9. The St. Louis Cardinals took on the Brew Crew again last night. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. Last night at Busch Stadium, the Cardinals just couldn't carry over from the momentum of Adam Wainwright's 200th career win on Monday night, and the Brewers won 7-3 last night.
Early on, Drew Rahm looked good in the game. First time through the lineup, he was pretty sharp, but then a series of doubles in a row in the fourth inning by Milwaukee. Milwaukee is a first-place team, and they played like it last night.
And the win went to Colin Ray, who went 4 2/3 innings. The loss to Rahm, and Rahm falls to 1-3 in his young career with the Cardinals.
Cardinals just couldn't get anything going after the early runs. The first innings, the Cardinals actually came out swinging. Looked like it might be their day, but it wasn't.
Well, the Cardinals tonight will go with Zach Thompson. He's 5-6. Adrian Hauser, 6-4, will pitch for Milwaukee. We're on the air at 5:50. 6:35, Ricky Horton will have the lineups. Now I'll bring you the first pitch at 6:45. A note of interest, Richie Palacios hit his fifth home run last night, but the Brewers won it 7-3.
Catch the Cardinals tonight on KUKU, Classic Country, 100.3 FM, or News Talk Radio, KWPM, 1450 AM. And Angling for Athletes Benefit Buddy Bass Tournament at Bull Shoals Lake will be held Saturday, October 7th. Sign-up will be taken 30 minutes prior to takeoff at Theodosia Marine. Entry fee, $120 per boat. The tournament is 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information or to sign a team up prior, go to somo.org/angling. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.